Today, the defense rested in the court-martial of Army Specialist Charles Grainer. Grainer is accused of leading the abuse of prisoners at Abu Ghraib in Iraq. NPR's Jackie Northam is with us from Fort Hood, Texas, the site of the military trial. Jackie, the trial's moving along very quickly. Now testimony is finished without Grainer taking the stand.
Yes, that was a bit of a surprise, Robert. Throughout this trial, Grainer has said that he was going to testify, but the defense came back after a lunch break and said it rested its case. Judge James Pohl asked Grainer several times if he knew that he had the right to testify and that it was his choice, not his lawyer's, and Grainer said he understood. So the judge excused the 10-member jury until tomorrow, Friday morning, and that's when the jury will receive its instructions, and we expect to hear closing arguments.
Did the defense give any reason for closing so soon?
I spoke with Grainer's civilian lawyer, Guy Womack, shortly after, you know, he made the announcement, and he said that the defense had a checklist of what they wanted to accomplish and that they did this, and they felt there was no reason to go any further. But the defense had a very rough day yesterday with its witnesses and really made up for lost ground during this morning's session. So it could be that they wanted to finish their case on a strong note, and if they put another witness on the stand this afternoon, they ran the chance of undoing a lot of the gains that they made earlier today.
What was this strong note that they experienced today?
Well, they had two very good witnesses. The first one is a woman named Megan Ambule, who first appeared in this trial, Robert, as a witness for the prosecution. She was an Army reservist and was sent to Iraq. She had no experience in corrections. She was given a couple of days training, and she ended up working in one of the most dangerous areas of Abu Ghraib prison. Ambule and Grainer were the only two MPs on the night shift in that wing of the prison and were taking care of at least 80 detainees. Anyway, she testified that it was intelligence officers, both military and civilian, that called the shots in that area of Abu Ghraib. And that's what they're trying to prove in the defense here. She said that she was ordered to sexually humiliate male detainees. A prosecution came in hard, tried to impugn her whole testimony, pointing out that she was kicked out of the reserves for her role in the abuse scandal and suggesting that she, Grainer, and the other accused soldiers cooked up their story about what happened there. Under cross-examination, she also testified she was a good friend of Grainer's and that she had a brief affair with her. But defense came back on redirect and really helped to recapture some of the momentum for their case.
You say this was one of two witnesses they were pleased with today.
Yes, that's right. The second and final witness the defense called this morning was Sergeant Ken Davis. He's also an MP, and he was serving with a different unit than Grainer's, but he was at Abu Ghraib for a short while. He talked about one incident when he saw intelligence officers strip three detainees and handcuff them together and force them to crawl around on the prison floor. Now, the defense attempted to bring out what Davis tried to do about what he saw there, and that is he complained to his superior officers, but to no effect. And so Davis appealed to a congressman to help with an inquiry, and it was at this point in questioning that the prosecution objected and the judge agreed. Judge Pohl made it very clear he would not allow the defense to go down that road. Pohl said it would open the door to what he called a collateral reaction, that Congress could come back and say, you know, in the Senate Armed Services Committee, say, look, we investigated this abuse. And the judge said he thought this issue could go back and forth and really wouldn't have anything to do with the charges against Grainer.
So as you say, tomorrow it is closing arguments and then instructions to the jury?
That's right. And, you know, then the 10-member jury will go out and deliberate. It could be a very short time. It could be a very long time. We just don't know.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you very much, Robert.
NPR's Jackie Northam speaking to us from Fort Hood, Texas.